For FY19, there should be no reason why we can't report within that normal schedule.
Great.
Could I ask a question, Marilyn?
Yes, is that Marilyn?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
I know, we've been agonizing over these audited financial reports to get the CPB money now for a number of years. And it always seemed like we were just about there and didn't quite make it. But it sounds to me like could you just say what it is that's been holding us up? Is it the fact that the stations all have different fiscal year dates, or is it that why is it that we're still not ready even in 28, not even going to be getting the 2018 money? Was it because we didn't bring NETA in soon enough, or could somebody just give a 2 or 3 sentence explanation of that without causing a lot of trouble?
Yeah, who would like to do that?
I can take a crack at it.
Okay.
And keep in mind, this goes back to 2008 of just poor fiscal management of the organization. Every division has the same fiscal year of September, so that's not an issue. But I think, and I've only been involved since last summer, so I don't have the long view other than looking back on what's happened, and it's just been a string of poor managers and poor financial managers that were frankly over their head, and not familiar with public broadcasting, not familiar with GAAP accounting. So it's just been a long line of that. And then for 18, it was still, we didn't really come on until just working on the 17 audit until late July. So so part of that is that we were there too late. There was a lot of turnover in the national office, and so a lot of things just weren't getting done. But even as I got into the 17 audit, even when they were fully staffed, they weren't doing basic fundamental accounting even for FY17. So so it's really just not having the right people doing these jobs, going back years and years and years, and I know there was chaos between before 2008. So it's really it's not rocket science, but it's complicated and important things, and that we're doing, and in many cases that just wasn't done.
I see. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong
minutes
here. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was going to ask that. One second. All right. Well, I think that's pretty clear as what's going on there. Just that we might want to, I'm sorry, I'm trying to call up the right screen for myself here. We might want to move on. Give me 1 second to anyone. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, one more minute. Okay. So then the next point I had there, well, was the discussion of the deadlines and what to do about them. And that was, I had point one was about the CPB, and point two was about the California Attorney General's office. Because the fiscal year 2018 audit would be due there by June 30th. So I think we've been pretty thorough about the CPB, which is that we're just not going to make the deadline, but we will continue to move forward on whatever we can. But do we need to be in touch with the California Attorney General's office? Because it sounds like we're not going to make June 30th. Does anybody have, any information or an opinion? Or should we just let the date go by and send it in when we get it? Go ahead, Maxie.
I think there's been some communication that suggests that submitting some partial material is an acceptable part of the equation. I may be confusing.
I'm sorry, is or is not? I didn't
is catch it. Is and so while we may not have a complete presentation or report to provide them, providing them with some of the material that they are looking for when we have it ready is better than nothing. I think it's communication. I heard I'm stepping off a train, so I don't have access to my computer to speak directly to what I read, but that's my understanding. Maybe someone else can correct me if I'm wrong or confirm that.
Anyone? And
could
Maxie,
you repeat what he said? I didn't quite.
One second. Please ask for the floor, Marilyn. Everybody,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Maxie, please, were you referring to the California Attorney General's office?
Yes.
Maxie? Okay. Because I think the only thing we needed to send them was the audit itself, but I could be wrong. Maybe somebody else can clarify that. And Marilyn was asking you to repeat what you said.
Yeah, I should probably refrain from commenting further because I may be mixing up another correspondence that I read just in the last 24 hours that I thought alluded to the notion that submitting some material was better than nothing at all in the sense of meeting that June 24th date.
Okay, you are mixing things up. I'm sorry, me to the stack,
okay,
just
good.
To
I'm
clarify.
Thanks for the clarity. That's good.
Because June 24th has to do with the CPB, and June 30th has to do with the California
Attorney
General's
Office. I meant June 30th. I meant June 30th.
Okay. How can we find out? Who could look into that?
Eileen, I'll try to review it when I have access to my computer and forward that to you for distribution to the rest of the committee. I apologize for being incomplete, but I'm in a transitionary mode and I'm trying to pull my memory into play, and I'm probably not doing as well as job. It's my problem.
Okay, thanks.
Paulina, to the stack, please.
Paulina, go ahead.
On that issue that Maxie was mentioning, the folks who have been around for longer, perhaps Grace could mention, could comment on this. In the past, if we were not going to meet the CDA, the California Attorney General's Office, the charitable registration June 30th deadline, was it suggested? Did we ever submit partial material by the deadline in order to meet the deadline, as opposed to not meeting the deadline? I'm sure that somebody around here who has been in this organization for longer than myself or Maxie Jackson would be able to comment.
Mm-hmm. I could comment, but I'd like, if anybody else wants to say anything, they should go first.
This is George. Is Scott still on the line?
I am.
Yes,
still.
He is. Hi, Scott.
Yeah. I thought we had had some discussions before about the filing. I don't know if you want to touch on that again.
I was just going to say, I think when we originally were engaged as the auditors, I know there was a little bit of a difference of opinion with the prior auditor and in particular our tax folks, because the filing deadline with the state of California really kind of closely ties in with the 990 as well. And so I know the tax folks in my office, they were kind of the opinion that the correspondence back and forth wasn't really necessary or didn't really accomplish anything, and that the best thing to do was just to, you know, file when you were completed. So I think that really is kind of subjective, quite honestly. It's kind of, we've talked in the past, it seems that the prior auditor and maybe, you know, some of the folks on the call's own experience was that they felt a certain level of comfort just kind of, you know, expressing where things were and communicating with the state. But yeah, I think it's really up to Pacifica at that point. I mean,
I'll just comment that. I'm sorry? Who is that?
I was just going to say, I mean, I think, you know, George mentioned earlier that, you know, the average timeline for an audit historically had been, what, 21, 22 months, something like that. I know we've pushed really hard, and it's been everyone's collective goal to have 2018 audit filed with the state by the end of June. It sounds like from everything that George and Tamara and, you know, I think what I can kind of commit to, once they've kind of done their part, it sounds like worst case scenario, we might be filing the 18 audit with the state towards the end of the summer. So mm-hmm. At that point, looking at being maybe 3 months late instead of being almost 2 years late. So yeah. I think, you know, maybe I'm oversimplifying things, but I think that seems like anybody at the state or externally would look at that as a tremendous improvement over what you guys have experienced in the last 4 or 5 years. So,
Scott, let me ask you something. Do you think we will have the 2017 audit done before June 30th?
Yes. I don't see that as being a problem. I mean, as I mentioned, George's group sent probably 90-95% of what was highlighted to us on Friday. And there's just mm-hmm. a very short list of things that they're working on to get us to complete those. And then really it's just a matter of finalizing our internal review process, having mm-hmm. QC done, and then involving you and presenting the draft and getting ultimately, you know, they're your financials, so we need your approval, which probably
right.
will come subsequent to my presentation of the draft. So, you know, given that today is June 3rd, I feel pretty confident that should be able to be completed and finalized by the end of this month.
Okay. Does it seem reasonable for us to say that we could have that meeting to review your draft 2 weeks from tonight, and then if we can review go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think so, unless George has a different opinion about, you know, the short list of things that they're working on. You know, I mean, that's probably the little missing piece of the puzzle, but. You know, I know they've been working really hard, so I would think that, you know, given 2 weeks from today, yes, we should be in a position. You know, granted, you got to back up a little bit that we probably need to send out the draft maybe a good 5 days in advance of that meeting so that everybody has time to look at it, maybe formulate questions that they may have, you know, with to go along with my presentation, but yeah, I think that should be doable.
Okay, because, you know, there are a couple of things. First, we've had people who have conflicts with the meetings tonight, and even if we were to have a meeting next week, they have conflicts and couldn't make it, but maybe they could make the one in 2 weeks. And if that would still give us enough time, or if that would, I just think it would look good for us to get the 2017 audit in before June 30th. And then we could say, you know, we'd hope to get 2018 in on time, and we're working hard, and we will have it, you know, just to show sort of our efforts and good faith. So that was
my thinking. I know you guys are working out the schedule for the next meeting, but, you know, for my part, whenever you guys decide that timing, when that needs to be, I can be available. So,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the meeting time frame is, I think that should be very doable as far as having that draft ready to present to everyone so that they can ask whatever questions that need to be asked, and that you guys would be in a position to approve or, you know, maybe provide some feedback or edits to the draft to finalize it.
Okay, great. Thank you. I think that gives us most of the information we need to figure out our next meeting dates and, you know, what we're going to do. For your part, Scott, another point on the agenda was just if you have any comments on your visit to KTFK, your field work. If you don't have any comments, that's okay. You could just say so. But I left room on the agenda for, you know, just
sure. We went to KPFK really just kind of to do a site visit. I think originally I had a little bit more planned for our visit, but, you know, with some of the delays, which are certainly understandable with the 18 numbers, we kind of had to change it up a little bit. We did meet with Barry, and we spent some time with him talking about internal controls. We had him kind of walk us through what he does in terms of when money comes in and how it's recorded. I think, you know, there's a couple of areas more along the segregation of duties area that, you know, I probably had a couple of recommendations that I may make when we issue that management letter for 17. But, you know, for the most part, the controls at least seem to be, you know, set up to be as effective as possible, given the environment. I will say that it was a little unfortunate because I think that the station manager was not available the day that we were there. So it was whatever that may have contributed to the information that we received that day, I guess, was a little unfortunate. But, you know, honestly, things happen. We did also meet with the folks in archives. And, you know, I will kind of give, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, a little shout out to I think it was Mariana who worked in archives. She was you can tell that group takes a lot of pride in their work. And Mariana was very proud to show us how she reconciled things to the penny. And, you know, it seemed like that it was a fairly well-run group. But anyway, so unfortunately, in terms of, you know, our overall internal control kind of evaluation, I mean, it seemed that things were designed effectively, but, you know, we were unfortunately not in position to actually kind of do an actual walkthrough to see, you know, part of what we look at is if things are designed correctly, and then we subsequently look to see, you know, if they're actually being applied as designed. So that was the piece of the puzzle that we weren't able to accomplish on site. But, you know, I think in talking to Barry, there was it was obvious that he seemed to understand controls and what needed to take place. I think, in fact, the day we were there, to George's point earlier about cash wrecks, I think George had actually emailed Barry that morning, and he was kind of updating some of the 18 bank wrecks. So, anyway, it was, you know, for us as the auditors, it's always good to kind of go on site and meet some of the people who are actually doing the work and, you know, just kind of get a general impression as to, you know, those folks and how they view their jobs and so forth. So from that perspective, it was valuable for us.
Great. Thank you, Scott. That's helpful.
Sure.
Okay, I think we can move on to some of the other points of our agenda. While you're welcome to stay, probably our friends from NETA and our auditors don't need to stay on, so we could let them go to sleep.
Before this, may I have the floor, please, Paulina?
Yeah, Paulina, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question about an email that was shared with the members of the committee from Maxi, and it was commenting on a meeting that you, Maxi, had with Tamara and George, and it mentioned some issues with KPFA and KPFK. I have a question about that email. When would be an appropriate time to address it?
Well, let's see. That I think that would be now. We do want to, let's see, it's already 10:05, and we do need...
Yeah, just one line in the email that says...
Okay. Go ahead, then.
Thank you. KPFK data is problematic and requires a forensic approach. Maxi, you wrote that. I assume you refer to whatever hasn't been the audit, the highlighted items in the audit and the footnotes that haven't been reconciled. Maybe to Maxi as well as Scott. Scott, from your visit and your talk with Barry, what did you find problematic in terms of whatever would require a forensic approach? Do you agree with witness? And maybe just explain what exactly the pending issues are and how serious they are for you, Scott, as auditor.
I'm not sure we can have this discussion in open session.
Right.
Yeah, Maxi, go ahead. What did you want to say there?
Well, I was going to just make sure that George, in particular, knew I was referencing comments made regarding Tish's efforts to clean up records. That's really what I was speaking to. So if that needs to be held, that discussion in closed session, that's fine. I just want to make sure George knew exactly what I was referencing.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, and I think what Scott mentioned about bank recs and what I mentioned earlier is what Maxi was referring to. And in open session, I'd just as soon leave it at that.
Well, in that case, let me check with everybody else. Aside from this, we really only have one more specific point on the agenda, which was the election of the Audit Committee Chair and Secretary for 2019. If we put that off to our next meeting, then we could adjourn to a closed session just about right away. Are we allowed to do that, to put off that election? I'd like other people to say what they think.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's...
Sorry?
This is Elaine. It shouldn't be a problem if we all agree to leave the pro tem as is. We've gone 4 or 5 months before we finally got around to it. So I think we should go into closed session.
Okay.
I'll move that we go to closed session now.
Okay. Do I hear any objections? With the exception of just setting our next meeting date, which I think we can set for 2 weeks from tonight rather than 1 week, so I would cancel that June 10th and make it a June 17th meeting.
I'll wait a second. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead. Great.
You have to look at the KPFTX calendar. There's already a strategic planning committee meeting.
Yes, but if they moved it from September. They moved it from, apparently, from, I was looking at it a minute ago. I think rather precipitously, maybe they canceled next week's meeting and moved it to the 17th.
They did.
You know, when I was trying to explain in our back and forth earlier today with everybody about meeting dates, that we needed to figure out what was going on before we made final decisions about meeting dates. So I wonder if they could move theirs back to the 10th, so whatever, but we can't, and they have a meeting the following week as well. If we want to have our 2017 audit done and submitted to California before the end of June, we need to have a meeting to review things, to review the audit.
I understand.
And then put it through the PNB process.
I understand that, Eileen. The problem is there's a personnel committee meeting scheduled for the 10th.
And we're not going to hold our meeting the 10th.
No, there's also a personnel committee meeting scheduled for the 10th.
Yes. Okay.
And you're not going to hold it?
Oh.
Okay. And
we're not having a meeting that day.
Right. So strategic planning moved its meeting to the 17th, not to conflict with the personnel committee.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. My area of concern is getting the audits done, so I don't know what to say, unless people want to try and have a meeting on, the 18th already has a personnel committee, and the 25th, I don't know what to say.
Eileen, I understand, but it should be done in this meeting so that, because everybody is here, so it should be decided by the committee. And
sure.
We'll have to look at the there are a lot of things going on at the same time. And the meeting calendar is pretty jammed up, I agree. But nonetheless, we should try to figure out a meeting date so that we can meet and decide with as many people on the committee as possible in the decision-making. So that would be now, basically. I don't think
Paulina, to the
could I make a proposal?
That would be, yes, please go ahead, Paulina.
Yes, it's Marilyn.
I'm sorry, Marilyn.
I see there's a strategic planning meeting on the 17th, but I don't know how many people that conflicts with, but I would be for having it proposed. We have the meeting Monday the 17th.
Okay. It does conflict with a number of people. There is a conflict.
How does Tuesday look? I'm sorry.
Tuesday is no good. Tuesday has the programming committee and the personnel committee.
Mm.
You mean Tuesday the 18th?
Yeah. Well, we know the proposal.
Paulina, go ahead.
Tuesday the 19th.
Wait a second, please. Paulina, that's for the floor.
Since the audit committee has been working for a long time and Mondays have been our, scheduled evenings, and that seems to work has worked for most folks, although, different people are on the committee now. My proposal is this. From what I understood from people that supported today, about 2 weeks are needed to complete the report. And then the committee would need a few days to read the report. So even though I understand that we need to speed this up, I'm not sure that meeting in 3 weeks would not be unreasonable. That would, if we had maybe the report from George and Scott, and then we would have a few days to study it. Then in meeting in 3 weeks, perhaps the KPFTX calendar would not be as busy, so that we would not be stacking committees, which I think is not a good idea, definitely, because we don't want to have to choose one commitment over another. What does everybody think about a meeting in 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks? That would give us time to read the report on the FY17 audit that should come out by then and give us a few days to do so.
Jamie for the stack.
Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, something that Paulina said finds me in agreement with her. And I don't know that she actually said this, but she alluded to the fact that we have been meeting on Mondays like for years. And I understand that that audit is currently conflicting with other meetings, but I think the other meetings might want to choose a different day than Monday because this audit committee is crucial to the station's viability, and we're performing some crucial tasks. I think that because we've been meeting on Mondays all this time anyway, that the other committees should consider changing their dates rather than us trying to bend over backwards to accommodate them.
Paulina, just to reply to Jamie, if I may please.
Okay, Paulina, go ahead.
Yeah, Jamie, I did imply that, but kind of in the longer run, meaning if there are already committee meetings scheduled that conflict with this, might conflict with whatever we decide to schedule today, we probably shouldn't tell them to go back and, you know, and reschedule. But, I'm just thinking it's easier for us to, because we're all here together on the call right now, decide on a different date that would not force other folks to go back and renegotiate their prior commitment. But we could in the future reserve Mondays for the audit committee, as has been done, but actually publishing on KPFTX with a good, a few weeks in advance, even if we're in a sense, kind of think of Mondays as audit, if that works for everybody, and that avoids future conflicts. But I am in agreement with Jamie's comment in general.
Thank you. I would like to say a couple of things, which is, number one, and I've said this in some emails today, but I'll just repeat it because I don't know if everybody saw everything. One of our major reasons for existence is to review and sign off on the audits. Audits get done at certain times, and then there's more work to do. So we tend to meet more often. At least that's what happened last year. Sometimes we've needed to meet every week because there are changes, there are questions, whatever. I'm afraid that if we leave it for 3 weeks from tonight, that's the 24th. If the audit document that we read that evening is perfect, then we still have to find time during the next 3 days after that, maybe 2 days, to have the PNB sign off on it and then send it in, because the 30th is a Sunday. It means we really have until the Friday, the 28th, to send it into California. So if we want to get 2017 in before the end of June, I think waiting 3 weeks is a little too far. And there's already a strategic planning committee meeting scheduled for the 24th as well as the 17th. Go ahead, Maxie.
I think you guys, if I'm hearing Paulina's comment properly, I think what she's really trying to assert is there's really no work to be done until the documents are submitted by George and Scott. And so it's kind of, I think that's why she's saying or recommending the 3 week delay in our next meeting, because if we get the material before the meeting, it can be distributed, people can review it and come to the meeting ready to either ask further questions, get clarity, but hopefully to confirm approval so that it can be submitted to the PNB immediately following. And so I just want to put that out there. It seems like we're talking around the real issue that she brought up, and that is that the documents won't even be ready. So why have meetings prior to that?
This is Grace. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Grace.
Eileen?
Yes, please.
I have a question and a suggestion. My question is, did Scott give us a tentative date?
Well, I was going to ask him, but you asked for the floor. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, why don't you ask him then?
I can respond to that. As I mentioned, there are a few remaining numbers that we're working with George's group to get to complete the footnotes. Once those are done, it's just a matter of getting everything through our QC, which that's fairly quick process, to be honest. Everybody's kind of queued up that they know it's coming. So from my perspective, if you wanted to have the meeting in 2 weeks, we would probably be in a position to be able to circulate the updated, nearly final draft within about a week and a half, unless George chimes in differently. Given all the conversations around 2 weeks versus 3 weeks, when you have your meeting, I certainly will leave that to you guys. But I would suggest that we should have a draft to the committee within a week and a half to 2 weeks, and then be presenting it and fielding questions in 3 weeks. I think that would still put us in a pretty good position to be able to finalize by the end of the month. Because I feel like the presentation of the draft will be thorough enough. And I think if you guys have a week in advance to look at the draft and formulate questions, I think we will be, between George's group and certainly myself and Sandeep will be on that call as well. We should be able to answer everyone's questions during that call. And hopefully it wouldn't take more than a couple of days for you guys to approve it or recommend its approval. And then, quite frankly, it's just a matter of sending a boilerplate management representation letter, having Maxie sign it, maybe someone from NIDA sign it, and then, it's just a matter of literally sending a finalized PDF for you guys to forward to the state of California. So I think if it helps anybody from my years of doing this and what we experience with all of our other clients, I mean, once we really get to that point of presenting a final draft or next to final mm-hmm. draft to the audit committee and the board, it's literally just logistics as far as trading management rep letters and getting everything, sending PDFs and getting everything finalized. So it's kind of a slam dunk at that point.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Well, I see that,
sure.
Let's see, PNB has a meeting on the 27th, at which point presumably they could sign off on the thing. And then the 28th, the other final copies and signatures and sending it out, what happened. So if that's going to work better, then yeah, sure.
This is Grace.
Go ahead.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead, Grace.
There are two other possible dates. One is the 19th and the other Wednesday the 19th or Wednesday the 26th. Now, I do understand that the audit committee has been meeting on Monday for quite a while. That's true. However, the strategic planning committee has also been meeting on Monday. And the other situation is that the personnel committee has scheduled a whole bunch of meetings because we have a lot of work to do in the personnel committee. And one protocol is that whichever committee posts the meeting first has that time slot. And two meetings can't be posted conflicting with each other per some policy from a long time ago, some Pacifica policy. Except in rare cases, for instance, the audit committee can schedule a meeting at the same time as the finance committee because audit committee members cannot be on the finance committee and vice versa, so
right.
There's no conflict there. But I see that on the 19th, which is a Wednesday, the only two things scheduled for that time are the WPFW Management Assessment and Search Committee and the Technology Task Force. And there's nothing scheduled on the 26th.
Excuse me, what would you propose we do on the 26th? That would be very late.
That would be very late. Well, I mean, you know, let's have some tentative possible dates. We could meet tentatively on the 17th and ask the Strategic Planning Committee to move, or we could meet on either the 19th or the Friday the 21st. I don't know what to say. You know, I don't like to meet on Friday evening, but open.
Could I have the floor, please, Marilyn?
Yes, go ahead, Marilyn.
So I'm just dumbfounded sitting here. Our big job is to approve the audits, and everything else, if we don't start getting these audits on schedule, a lot of other stuff is just not going to be working at all. And I think that we should set the meeting. If Scott thinks there's a chance we can have the materials by the 17th, I think we should take that date. And the 19th, the latest, I mean, I think it's foolhardy to play around with that. And if I just can't believe we're doing this. This is the most important thing we do. And we hardly ever get to do it. And here's our chance. So we should have that right and be seen as a priority to get this done.
Thank you, Marilyn. How shall we resolve
this? This is Grace. I'd like to make a proposal.
Go ahead, Grace. Uh-huh.
That we try for either the 17th or the 19th, and whichever works, that this committee give Eileen the latitude to pick one of those two dates, schedule for one of those two dates, and then inform the committee of which one becomes available.
I second it. It's a good idea. It's going to depend on when they can get us the reports to look at.
Right. And, I don't know. It sounded like Scott was saying he thought that if we got it in our hands sometime during the week of the 17th, we could all review it, and then we could go over it in our usual scheduled meeting, or our Monday, I'm sorry, I'm not speaking well at this point, on the 24th, and get through it. I don't know if the 19th would be too soon to do that.
Paulina, with a different suggestion?
I sounded like it would not be too soon to do that. Probably
right.
The only person on this committee who would have the conflict with the WPSW meeting is me, but I would prioritize this meeting over that meeting. So I would be, I don't know, do we want to vote on whether we have our meeting on the 19th or the, I'm sorry, go ahead, who's speaking, Paulina?
Oh yeah, point of information, please. As I was saying, could we just schedule the meeting for both the 17th and the 24th? And depending on how soon we get the draft audit from Scott and George,
we
can decide. And also, obviously, get in touch with the Strategic Planning Committee to advise them of the fact that it's extremely urgent for us to make the June 30th deadline for the California Attorney General's office, so that maybe they could work with us in case we needed to meet on the 17th, just thinking how to have our options open, but also recognizing definitely that this is important. So we cannot leave it to last moment. Yeah.
We could do that. Should we include the 19th as well? Is there anybody on this call of the committee who would not be able to make a meeting on Wednesday the 19th? Sounds like everybody could.
Yep.
So why don't we schedule the 19th and the 24th. With the 19th, we'll hope that we can do it then. The 24th would be, at this point, fallback if it can't happen by the 19th for some reason. Does that sound reasonable, people?
Yes. Seconded.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I will post both of those. And who can I write to at Strategic Planning, maybe to let them know who's heading that up?
Alex Steinberg.
Okay. So I can send him a note explaining what's going on. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think that point is now done. Yay.
Could I have,
okay,
could I ask a question?
Quickly, please. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
We're quite sure that we'll have time to take care of everything if we wait until, I mean, didn't Scott imply that he might have something by the 17th?
He did, but it sounds like it would be a little less pressure for everybody if we make our meeting the 19th. That'll give us time, all of us time, to review whatever he can send out beforehand. And I have the idea that, you know, we might only have a not quite enough time if we have our meeting the 17th. So I think this works.
Okay.
If you compromise, in my opinion.
This is Scott. I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was just going to say, the only thing between us finalizing this draft to send to you is just getting the, you know, the last remaining numbers from George's group. So, you know,
right.
I don't want to put words in George's mouth, but I mean,
uh-huh.
If you guys tell me that you want to have the meeting on the 17th, which is 2 weeks from today, then, you know, I would do my best to work with George and get those numbers so that we can send a draft 4 or 5 days in advance of that meeting.
Understood.
So, you know, so it's really at this point, at least from my perspective, it's whatever works for this committee, you tell me,
right.
And I will roll back into what I need to do to get it to you, you know, 4 or 5 days in advance so you have time to look at the draft prior
sure.
to that meeting.
Understood. But if another 2 days might, you know, relieve the pressure on everybody while not trampling on Strategic Planning's meeting,
sure.
Then, you know, that seems to be a good compromise to me. Okay. So I think we can adjourn to our closed session. I would request, George, can you stay on for a little while longer? For our closed session, we could use your... Sorry?
He emailed me, this is Tamara, that he had to drop off.
Oh, he had to drop off. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll do what we can. We just wanted some inputs from him, I think. Other than that, I think I'm looking. Where's my closed session? I think we'll be okay then. We can let Tamara go and Scott. And then we can continue with the closed session. All right. So I and go ahead.
I don't know if there's a need for the closed session if we don't have George in particular.
There's we have problem. We do.
Well, the
you
issues
Maxie,
that we were going to address. I'm sorry.
We have two issues.
Oh, I didn't know that.